move forward to agenda item five, and I'd like to thank the public for your comments. We welcome comments at every meeting. Agenda item five, report and possible discussion from Texas Water Development Board staff, John Maurer.
Good to see everyone. To update for the group. Real quick about the Texas Water Fund, so the surveys for public input closed at the end of April. So public input for that is closed. However, the board is gonna begin considering rule publication, rule proposal for publication. So once that is published, then there will be opportunities for more feedback on the initial rules. Another thing we recently distributed was the TCEQ 180 day list that was sent out to the planning groups. This is a list of municipal public water systems that reported to the TCEQ with less than 100 days, less than 180 days of water remaining since January 2016. So this relates to a drought preparedness council recommendation that planning groups consider identifying in the plans entities that were on this list. So there were about roughly 10 entities for Region G on this list. So anyway, we distributed that recently since the last meeting. And then just a quick shout out to the Economically Distressed Areas Program, or EDAP. The abridged applications are due tonight at midnight today, May 15th. So this is financial assistance for economically distressed areas where water or sewer systems do not exist or do not meet minimum state standards. So that's another financial program we have, and that application period closes today. So there's still some time. Last thing, we recently distributed some conservation resources to planning groups. These were some resources we promised to get out for this cycle. Conservation, we've been trying to beef up our conservation resources for planning groups to consider using in the development of their regional plans. So we have created a webpage for kind of a landing spot for all these resources. These include data reported to us, such as the water use survey, water loss audit. This webpage also has the conservation information dashboard for water supply planning. So this is a Power BI dashboard that mainly will be useful for the consultant as they develop conservation strategies for the group. But hopefully that has some helpful information. It also has some best management practices listed out. Also has the Water Conservation Advisory Council suggestions to groups. It has some example water loss strategies from last cycle. It has water loss performance indicators, and it has some resources for GPC goal setting. So this is a big page we've been working a lot on. Some of the data reported on that includes, most of this should be or is familiar to y'all, I think. So it includes the water use survey, it includes the water loss audit, we have the water conservation plans there, and the water conservation plan annual reports. Sorry, we don't have the actual plans, we have data on those there. So hopefully that should be helpful for things like analyzing recent trends in water use, reviewing water loss audit data, and hopefully that can be helpful in informing some strategies that are created. Again, I'm not going to read all this text. I just wanted this in the meeting notes so that if people are interested in it, y'all can read it yourselves. It also has, like I said, data on water conservation plans, and then data on the water conservation plan annual reports. So hopefully that is helpful to the consultant as they are developing the strategies and the plans, and then also to the group by extension. One of the main things on there, like I said, was the conservation dashboard. So this is some interactive tools we have to look at things like historical WUG planning GPCD by region. You can look at, GPCD, historical water use, recently implemented best management practices, I'll have some interactive data that hopefully synthesizes it well and presents it in a meaningful way to inform decision making. We have water use, water loss, and conservation reporting requirements. So this is when specific WUGs are required to file their specific water conservation plans or water loss audits. We have GPCD trends and targets. So this is historical information on GPCDs, and then also like trends that conservation plans set by WUG, and you can also look at by area or by planning area. We also have municipal conservation best management practices and recommended projects. So this is a list and some documentation on best management practices from previous cycles and data that's been reported on that. Yeah, recently implemented best management practices, and then that dashboard is located there. So to summarize, oh no, this is GPDC goal setting. So we have some resources for gallons per capita per day goal setting. This is a requirement the group has to do for WUGs to set GPCD goals. So we have hopefully a lot of historical data that, and then targets from their conservation plans that will help with that. We also have a SARA report, the Secure Agency Reporting Application. And we have a report that will be helpful for that. And we also have a spreadsheet with baseline GPCDs and WUG adjusted GPCDs based on the Water Conservation Advisory Council's methodology. So they recommended getting rid of 140 GPCD as the baseline and instead implementing a reduced 1% each year methodology. And so we have a hypothetical spreadsheet if the planning group were to use that methodology. So in summary, we have some best management practices. We have the water conservation planning tool. We have the WCAC suggestions to RWPGs, and then example water loss strategies from last cycle. And that's all from me, unless anyone has any questions.
Okay, thank you, John. The dashboard he talked about that he showed y'all, we had a chair's conference call last Friday, and they went through that. It's a very nice tool. Has a lot of information in it.